Yeah. In those years.
You could educate yourself reading one book. Yeah,
that's all I could do. I went to Eagle School until I was 14.
Yeah.
14 years of age, but I still was going to Eagle School. And my oldest brother is got enough Hebrew education for a rabbi.
Yeah.
The oldest one. He never went for Russian language.
Uh-huh.
Because he was older than us.
Hebrew.
He went for Hebrew and my mother wanted him to become a rabbi because my mother's father was a rabbi.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, my husband's father was a rabbi in Poland.
See, that's how they...
That's how they educated you. But later years, when the family was bigger and my father could afford it, we had a Russian teacher to come and give us Russian lessons. And then when he got acquired his own home, he could send two children to that grade school. That was a state grade school, 4 years. They were through with the 4 years, then he could send the other two children. But he was allowed only two children to go to school.
You see, you don't know what the ethical culture society is, do you?
Yeah, I think you explained it to me.
Well, you see, that was founded by a Jewish man, Felix Adler, in New York, and his father was one of the leading rabbis in New York, and he wanted his son to be a rabbi, you know, and he didn't want it. And I think he taught in, he was a famous man in New York. He did an awful lot of fighting for the working class. You ought to read his life. I don't know if I got it. If I have it, you can read it.
There was a Adler on the stage, too, with Morris Schwartz.
Oh, but that was a different Adler. This is Felix Adler.
And
there was a group of men. They just formed like a get-together group.
The Educational Alliance.
Yeah, that's what
was ran by them.
So,
from these
sides. Yeah, and so he never dreamed of anything of this coming out of it. And I think it isn't 100 years yet. I think 98 years it is old now. And and this is what grew out of it.
Felix Adler participated in building Cooper's Hall, a place for the union people there meetings.
The Fields.
Adler, Adler and Cooper.
Did you ever hear of the Fields Vocational School in New York?
Which?
The Fields a vocational. It was the first vocational school. The public school was copied after that. Well, that was founded by the Ethical Society.
I know these names. And from
quite a few commentators who say I hear them say they went to the Fieldson School and New York. See, they never retained the ethical name. It's always named like the visiting nurses. That was founded by the Ethical, and the legal aid. Legal aid was founded by Ethical, and this Henry Booth House, that I belong to, it was founded by the Ethical here in Chicago, 75, and in New York,
they called it
the Hudson Guild in New York. Did you ever hear the Hudson Guild?
Let me think of the woman that built the nurses in Mother's Aid
legal
on the east side in New York. I have to remember her name. She was an old maid, she was never married.
Mm-hmm.
She was a very wealthy, left with a fortune of money.
Mm-hmm.
And she built this Mother's Nurse's Aid on the east side.
Have you got a little encyclopedia here?
I forgot the name.
Felix Adler's in there. He's in all encyclopedias.
Yeah, I have the bug notes in my encyclopedia. I've several books. Felix under F. I have to take out the book.
No, under A. A-D-L-E-R. Adler.
Adler.
Felix Adler.
Oh, Felix Adler on the way. Yes, I can find him.
He's in all this.
Yeah, I can look him up. I always do.
Well, I can.
And I read. You'd be surprised. Did you see my bookcase near my dad?
Well, I got rid of all mine. I gave them to Freddie.
Whenever I'm there and I've got time,
Freddie,
I pull out one of
that
these.
That was my nephew. He never had access to a life that I've had. Half the people don't know the life I've had. Freddie.
Oh.
And he came over there and I said, now Freddie, you pick out any of these books that you want.
I guess you would have told it to me.
And I said, and what you don't want, I'm going to get to Henry Booth House or somebody. And he's picking there. I had picked out what I wanted, the few I have there. And he says, Aunt Evie, I want them all. And I said, well,
I'm sorry,
I said, well, take the bookcase and all. So it was a solid note, and I gave him the whole thing. And when he went to California, he and this other boy, they rented him a U-Haul thing, And I said, "Now, Freddie, don't you give that bookcase away. That's solid oak. That's no veneered bookcase." He said, "Oh, I'm taking that with me with my books."
Rose, when you were talking earlier, you said, like, when you wanted to read things, you weren't admitted to the library. Were there other things that you were prohibited, like other places that you were prohibited from going?
Of course. I grew up there from childhood, you know. We never went out on Christmas Day, or the day before, or the day after.
Or Easter.
Or Easter. If they saw a Jewish child, they would... You know, the teachings of the church used to be that the Jews killed
Jesus
Christ. And every time, after all, Christmas, you know, the time of his birth and the time of his...
Well, that's only recent years that the Catholic religion has...
What are you talking about? That's what they were reading and teaching continues in the churches. And when it came around Easter or around Christmas time, they had to kill the Jews. And before the Jewish Easter, you know, we have the holiday, it's called Passover.
It's around the same time, usually.
They would follow up the Jewish kids and feed them out because they were told that the Jews used blood for making the matzah, the leavened bread that we use for that particular meal, that we use blood. As a matter of fact, didn't you ever hear about the case of what was his name? Not Dreyfus. Dreyfus was the French general case. Bayless. It was in the 1910 and 12. It was a trial going in Eastern Russia about a Jew killing a Gentile boy before Easter to get blood out of him for the matzahs. Bayless, there was a trial for months. It was a trial for years. They caught a man and they claimed that a boy got killed. Now let's say today in this country.
Listen, I think I saw that in TV movie one day.
Could be. Bayless, the trial of Bayless.
I think I saw it on TV.
I used to read Russian. And my father and his friends, his women and men friends of my father and mother would come in the evening and we'd get a paper from Kiev. Kiev's kind of stuff. And I would read for them that paper, because I knew Russian quite a bit. I used to associate with the Russian children. And I would read the paper for them every day. It was a trial for about 2 years. A boy of 6 years of age got killed a couple of days before our Easter. And this man was caught because he was in the vicinity when that boy was found dead. He was caught, he was put to jail, and he was tried for killing a Gentile boy to use the blood for the bakery, for the baking of matzahs for Easter. He was cleared eventually because it was completely...
But what happened with
it? It was completely...
False.
False. It's completely, you know, such a thing.
Well, I
can tell you openly and frankly that my mother was dragging packs of flowers. See, flour, you know, for bread. That before Easter, we buy flour that was in Europe. The religious Jewish people in this country still keep it up. But to them it isn't as hard to do as it was for my mother. She'd bring about 100 pounds of flour to a bakery. And this flour was what that was particularly made just for Easter. It was ground with a different stone within a different place than the everyday flour that you use for bread. She would carry that flour to the bakery and they would bake the matzahs. I was there. As a young child, I used to help her carry all that. And I saw the dough come out of the roller and they cut them up and rolled them into a sheet like, you know, and that went into the oven and was baked. I never saw blood there. God knows.
That's what
they were teaching them in the church, that the Jews used Gentile blood for Passover matzah.
I went to school in a school in the South, in a little old town down there, and there was everybody went there was Catholic. I guess we and these two Jewish children were the only ones that weren't Catholic. We went to this school. And that was in Baldwin, Louisiana. And I had a Jewish teacher for 7 years, too. She was teaching there, and what the boys used to do to her. But anyway, one day I'd been home for lunch, and I come back, and they were beating up. One was a boy and one was a girl, and they were about 9 and 7, and I guess I was about 12, something like that. And they were beating up these two children. But what did I know about anybody hitting anybody? Because we never had such a thing in our home. But anyway, they were beating up on those two children, and I couldn't understand why they were beating up on those two children. There was a ruckus going on. And I got into it too, but I was protecting these two children because there was too many of them, you know, and I was protecting them. Well, we had quite a time about that.
And well, that's what happened in
the world. But I took time, and this Jewish teacher, she taught me more than I ever learned all my life. And well, I used to be upset. But anyway, these children grew up. Well, then I grew up and I got married and left the South. I left when I was married, and I've been lived away practically all ever since. But then this father of these two children, they had a store, and my father used to trade with him, and his gangs of men used to go there, you know, when you worked men, especially colored people, well, you had to guarantee pay for them. So they'd go there and trade, and my father would stand good for their paying, and when they got paid, he deducted what they owed and paid him, you know. So that way they become friends, and then my father, they moved to another town, and these people moved to another town, and they became friends for years and years. Well, and did you know this boy, Leo was his name, when he grew up, he married a Catholic girl and became a Catholic.
Listen, you want to hear something funny?
She can't be one of those.
My granddaughter's husband once authorized the baby as Jewish.
And so,
he said, you go and buy him little Jewish books, beginners, ABC, talk to him in your own language. He says, I want him to be Jewish.
And you didn't want Mama to marry him, but you
see, who didn't want me? I was raised religious.
I'm going to say, people don't associate with other people. So how, you know, with me, I try to reason. That's one thing the ethical teaches, is reason. And you're only striving to learn. You're only striving to learn. And people don't associate with other people, so how do they know other people? We don't have
to look from the chaos, from the chaotic life.
I know, Rose.
I have grown up.
I don't hold a thing against you, Rose. If anybody,
I'm not ashamed to admit it.
I don't care, you know.
Strictly religious in the Hebrew way. I was very strictly religious. I had rabbis on both sides, my father on mother's side. And I looked at it in a different way. I was no better than, but I didn't go out and beat Jewish Gentile
people.
No,
you didn't see that.
But they did.
But you wasn't taught that.
They did.
You weren't taught that.
It came on Christmas for 3-4 days. We didn't show our faces outside. Because they came lurking around our fences. Even they had their own home. They came around with sticks,
and I'll
with big lumps of wood and throw it at us. And
I'll tell you the story.
Because we killed Jesus Christ as if they were there and I was there.
There was only a Catholic church there. That's the only church that was there. On Friday, there was no public school on Friday morning because everybody went to catechism. So, me, I want to be with everybody, you know, and I was on 10 or 11 then. I go to catechism too, with them. I went the whole 9 months and everything, learned. But boy, I hated that priest. There's a priest that taught us. So, one morning, I used to get up and get my father's breakfast. So one morning, one Saturday morning, I used to say, oh, I'm going to catechism. So that morning, my father said, aren't you going to catechism this morning? I says, no, I'm not going to catechism. You know, a kid. He says, why? I says, they're going to have confession this morning. And he says, well, aren't you going? I says, oh, no. I says, that priest would never get me to go in and confess to him because I said, he's too mean. And I says, I don't know nothing to
tell. Let me point that out.
Monday morning when we went to school, the kid says, well, where were you Friday? I says, home. And they said, well, why didn't you come to catechism? I said, well, I'm not going to no confession. And they said, why didn't you come to catechism? Because we had confession. I said, I'm not going to no confession. And they says, well, didn't your father, don't you know you can't make your first communion? I said, well, I'm not going to make it.
And they said, well, are
your father and mother going to make it? And I said, well, no. They said, well, we wish we had a father and mother like that. But that ended my that.
Listen, let me bring up one important point of this religious teachings, that the church was always teaching that the Jewish people from Rome and the other, in those times when Jesus was living, killed him. Not the Jewish people from Rome, they were the Jewish people of the leaders' political sect.
But it was
they were participating, they killed Jesus Christ.
Just a minute.
You know that. Let me finish what I want to bring up. But this was in the teachings of the
church.
Of the church until not long ago, when the Bible was rewritten. When was that? About 6-7 years ago? Eight years ago.
Not long ago that they changed.
When the Bible was rewritten, now they threw it out of the religious teachings.
Yeah.
That the Jews did not kill him.
Yeah, they admitted it.
Yeah, but I read it when I was 14 years old, when Tolstoy wrote the life of Jesus Christ. He had a statement in there. He says nobody killed them, but the Roman military.
Yeah, Roman military.
An angry mob.
But whoever wants to.
He was expelled from the Jewish religion because the Jews didn't recognize his liberal teachings.
Yeah.
See, that I knew too. From reading Tolstoy's book.
He was a revolutionist at his time.
He was. As a matter of fact, today's Jews say that he was Messiah.
Well, I don't much bother about Messiah. I don't
talk
about that. But I'm only worried about the historical part.
But the
mythical part of it, I don't worry about.
What worries me is the harm that the
so-called religions have did to people.
Oh, but definitely did a lot of harm to people. The tradition of the different religions killed people for no reason.
They fought wars. Yeah, today I think I listened to the radio. I listen to the radio a lot. And they said on there, they was talking about something about there on religion. And it's talking about the crusaders, you know, what the crusaders did, you know. They warred, you know, to make people join.
Oh, there's so many new things to learn about. I'm not concerned with them, you know.
Well, I'm not either.
The things I read when I was real young, and I read some very important books,
oh,
I realized today. At the time when I was reading the life of Christ, I did not understand that broadly, the way I have used it and brought it to my own mind. In my own reasoning during the older years.
But you see,
I first understood what I read
I heard
those
that.
Years.
See, I heard Dr. Adler talk. He died in 33, but he was a very old man, but I heard him talk. And one time he was talking, and he was explaining what Jesus Christ meant.
Well, you attended a lot of medical lectures, and they said
there may have been a living Jesus. But the living Christ is truth. And when you say Jesus Christ, you say nothing. But when you say Jesus the Christ, then you say Jesus the truth. He was preaching the truth. But
He said,
but Christ in some foreign language or different language means truth. He said there may have been a living
Christ. It also means living. The fact that
the living Christ is the truth of living. Oh, if you'd ever heard that man talk, every word he said.
I wish I would have had time to follow you up on that, because I was, I had a daughter to raise and some nieces and nephews.
Well, one either doesn't know any other. You see,
oh,
you don't question nobody. I don't question nobody.
I'm too free
to question anybody. I wouldn't do it. Question anybody, because I think
about what
they're thinking of how they've lived and why they've lived. But listen, you see, the most important thing of it is what it has did for you. if it has did something
I learned everything from life.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have something, a teaching that you have benefited by, and that does you good, that's okay, you know. But just to follow somebody's idea and have your mind curved up when you happen to change, why, how can you do it? I couldn't do it.
Well,
I changed, you know.
Listen to what I want to say. I'm not prejudiced to the Jewish religion. I want you to understand
that. No, I'm not.
But I do think that the Jewish religion was teaching its peoples under the circumstances they had lived all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
They were always chased and exploited.
Yeah.
The Jewish religion brought up a fine population.
With ethics.
Cleanliness. You know, we have five books.
Yeah, I know.
That teaches us ethics, cleanliness.
And I read the Torah and the Talmud.
Cleanliness and the medical aspect of life. And, of course, believing in God. Believing in God, they're teaching, our religion teaches only one thing. That God is not you, not me, and not this.
Oh, no.
But God is a power that rules the world. That's the way I was taught.
But I, the way
and
I
believe
it. You know,
and you know, I still believe it.
But you know.
I think whatever it is, the power that runs the universe, that's God.
But you know,
that's
but
God
I
to me.
God, I believe God, that's the power within you. The power that rules you.
Not only you.
Because God is good. How can he rule these bad places? People that overcome and persecute and all that.
That's not God's fault. It's the people that...
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's the God within you that develops.
That's right. That's what my father used to teach us. He says, you're talking about God. It's not in the books. It's not in the person. It's here.
Yeah.
This is God.
It's what you're going to do. What you're going to do with your life.
Do you feel that that's what got you through those times?
I believe so.
But you think what...
I'll tell you one thing. I do believe, even though Evan knows me, I'm not Orthodox. More than I was taught or was used to in my father's house.
Oh, she's the kind of thinking.
Yeah, but I do believe that religion, not particular mine or yours or anybody's religion, it's a way of thinking that keeps you to cling to it and that belongs to you.
Yeah.
And if it's a clean cut teaching, that's what keeps you tick.
And you, it's you that counts.
That's what keeps you free.
But if the religion has made you that way, but some people, they get an idea that they got to hate somebody, you know.
Well, that was the bad part of it.
Well, she's telling me.
That was the bad part.
And they had to have wars.
Look at the Catholic Church.
And they had to have wars over.
Look at the Catholic Church. They're backing up on their own teaching, so what's the use of talking about religion?
I heard this morning, too, on something about it. That they, what they're going to do about it, you know.
Thank God and their own teachings.